And a very warm welcome, Grant. Great to have you with us.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
I'm suspecting that AI is going to make its presence felt at the expense of agents.
Yeah, I think that's the expectation of most people, is that AI and data-driven sort of technology is going to replace an agent. But I think the one thing that is often forgotten in that conversation is the emotional element to buying and selling property, and the experience that the human and the expert agents bring to the transaction. But I do think that AI is going to disrupt the industry in terms of expertise and knowledge and input, and probably going to see a lot of people leave the industry over the coming years because of the application of that technology.
Yeah, just given our high interest rate environment, to what extent does that emotional purchase still rank up and above our price considerations?
Yeah, I think because the environment is quite a volatile one at the moment, I think it actually ranks quite highly in people's thinking, particularly when they're buying their first home or selling a property. You know, it's a really difficult transaction to go through, being one of the most stressful things you can experience. So it is ultimately also most South Africans' greatest asset, and where most of their rand value lies. So it can be, although you think it might be quite an easy process, once you're into the process, it does become something that is emotional and quite difficult to go through, particularly if you haven't done it yourself before.
So you're saying you can trust that prompt bot to deliver on your objective expectations, but do not disregard your subjective expectation.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of what agents have presented is their ability to collate data and bring it to you in some sort of format to make sure that your valuations are right or that your experience going through the transaction is a good one. But I think data also AI and technology can eliminate a lot of that sort of approach. And what it also eliminates is the human error that could be made by agents that aren't looking at the data correctly or missing anomalies that are in that data. So there is definitely a value to it, but the emotion of walking through the process, I mean, an average agent probably sells more homes in a year than somebody who sell or acquisitions they go through the entire lifetime. Mm-hmm. So it is something that they've been through, that they've experienced in, and understand the process and the legalities around.
Okay, so given the fact that AI is going to come to bear in the sale or purchase of a home, I would imagine that agents, warm-bodied agents, are going to need to do their homework. They need to understand the client and the client's needs a little more, maybe, thoroughly than they did in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's obviously difference in generations and how generations want to interact with people and for services. So you'll have Gen Zs that would probably want more technology-based information and communication. WhatsApp is obviously an active tool that most people use for personal and business these days. And then your sort of older generations do want like you said, the warm body, FaceTime and the coffee to discuss the transaction. So you do need to understand your client more deeply. But I think, again, the technology is going to make the agents that embrace property better agents, create better experiences for their clients, both buyers and sellers, landlords and tenants, and ensure that the transactions go much smoother.
Yeah, so I suspect maybe that Gen Z is going to trust the technology a little more so than me, Generation X. I want that warm body. I trust the person that I can find, preferably if I know their mother. That's going to help as well.
Yeah, I think, I agree with you. Gen X definitely wants the personal touch. But I think Gen Zs do also take a lot of guidance from their older generation in terms of the transaction. And again, particularly because the purchase of a property is such an expensive process. It's such a big commitment.
Absolutely.
For such a long time that, it is always, and that's why I do feel that agents, far from becoming redundant, become more relevant in the transactional process, because it will remove the low-value items that agents add to the process in terms of collating and processing data, and will add much more value in terms of the experience and the process itself.
Yeah, in this instance, you literally have to live with your choice. But let's talk about AI and how it can make the process a lot simpler. It is kind of cumbersome at this moment in time.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, and unfortunately, that's a combination of the number of people that are involved in the transaction itself, as well as legislation and the deeds office. So it is a bit of a cumbersome process. But I think what we've seen from Lead Home perspective is applying technology to certain parts of the transaction certainly makes the process far more transparent for buyers and sellers, but also gives them an element of control in terms of the transaction, ability to get information, understand where the process is, and communicate with the relevant person to make sure that they understand exactly where the process is. So it's just, I think, from an AI perspective and technology perspective, it's just going to alleviate a lot of the pains, and the pains actually come in just a lack of communication often than anything else.
So it's constant updates. Is that it? Nothing else?
No, I think, you know, there's going to be application in terms of the upfront process of valuing your property. So you'll be able to use AI to value your property and create forecasts for where, you know, where the property valuation is going to go and what the market's going to do. Applying for finance as well as on the tenancy side, screening your tenants as well as your buyers for the property. So there's certainly technology aspects where it's just, again, it's that collection and correlation of data and processing data where the AI will have its application.
Yeah, maybe just we can glean from you, get a sense of where the property market is at this moment in time. I do believe that pockets are seeing significant growth and maybe it's a little sluggish elsewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, when we talk about the property market from a South African perspective, people sort of use a broad brush across all of South Africa. And you are right, there's these pockets that have different impacts. We've seen certainly a slowdown in transactions in the Western Cape, but although sort of still at heightened levels and activity. Gauteng is seeing a lot of movement in the sub 1.5 million rand market. So below 1.5 million, we certainly see movement. Although there is a lot of stock across the whole market. And then anything above 2.5 million is taking a lot longer to sell. So there's a bit of a lag in terms of being able to sell properties above 2.5 million, particularly in Gauteng. And then we're seeing significant discounts in that 10 million plus market in Gauteng already, where people need to really knock off a lot of the expectations to be able to sell the property at the moment. But then there's also equally a significant movement in the luxury market in the Western Cape, the Atlantic Seaboard, the Bishop's Courts, Southern Suburbs. There's significant movement there at the moment.
Just in terms in my particular neighborhood, we've literally seen semigration driving up property prices. This would be a bubble, would it not? Could it burst?
I would say it's not going to burst. No, it's going to potentially slow down. But the slowdown in terms of immigration means that we have to see the other provinces start performing in terms of infrastructure and support for their communities and the services that are offered. So service delivery is vitally important. If that doesn't turn around, you're going to see a continued immigration of people down to Western Cape. Remembering the Western Cape is attractive for two reasons. It's from an infrastructure point of view, it's great, but it's also a stepping stone for those who are half decided whether they're going to go abroad or not. So they use the Western Cape as the first step, and if that doesn't work out for them, then they move on from there. So it's driven from different areas in terms of immigration. So I don't see it being as a bubble necessarily. I just see that it being certainly a slowdown. We do have impending interest rate drops coming as well, which will further drive prices upwards. Mm. So we've got a few factors that are going to keep prices in demand areas increasing.
I want to find out, just in closing, how competitive the real estate industry is. I just get the sense that there's a lot of competition out there, and that ultimately is probably good for both the buyer and the seller. But is there a possibility of some consolidation given the entry of AI and other factors into the equation?
Yeah, so from our perspective, we see that certainly a consolidation is the way the market has to go. The issue with the market that we see is that there's certainly fragmentation of real estate companies and therefore duplication of costs. And that duplication of costs is passed on to buyers and sellers or largely sellers through commission rates. So there will and certainly will be a consolidation of companies going forward. But I do see that, you know, the competition will continue, particularly with the agents that perform. I mean, you do have smaller agencies that come and go, but I think, you know, the agents that perform, whether they are individuals that perform or groups of companies, that there will always be competition in this market. Although regulations and the sort of environment now for estate agents is becoming a bit more taxing on the agency. So we might see sort of in the next couple of years, a few people leave the industry, but it's still, it will continue to be very competitive.
We got to wrap it there, Grant Smee, but you've been a treasure trove of information. It is appreciated. CEO of PropTech Agency Lead Home. Some great stuff you can take home and bank about the property market.